Optimism Will Only Carry You So Far by Bevan Catherine. Read by Momo Tastic. Part 4 of the Pole Dancing AU. Reader's Note. This story contains ableist language. Wonderful dinner as usual, Uther. I expect I will be seeing you again soon. You as well, Arthur. Arthur plastered his business smile onto his face when Bayard glanced his way. Usually Bayard was one of Arthur's favorites of Uther's business partners, but today had been long and Arthur was tired. On top of that was Bayard's creepy secretary, who had also been brought along and who kept looking at Arthur with a strange, hungry look in her scarily blue eyes. It was with no small amount of relief that Arthur saw them to the door, sharing one last drink in his father's study before escaping to his car and pulling out its mobile. For a moment, he didn't think Merlin was going to answer, but just as it was about to go to voicemail, he heard Merlin's breathy,
"Arthur?"
"Hi," he said slowly. Merlin sounded rushed, as if he'd had to scramble for the phone. "Sorry if this is a bad time."
No, it's fine."
There was a soft rustling sound, as if Merlin was shifting through papers.
"I was just doing some last edits on an article, and I didn't hear the phone. Are you alright? You sound shit."
"Just got out of dinner with my father," Arthur said tiredly.
"Oh,"
Merlin said a little too carefully.
"You could come over if you want."
"Are you sure?"
"Come on over, Arthur,"
Merlin insisted gently. So Arthur started his car and drove the half hour out to Merlin's flat. He was greeted at the door by Merlin, wearing old jeans and a hoodie, with glasses perched on the edge of his nose. He looked hopelessly like a uni student, and Arthur couldn't hold back a smile as he stepped inside. "You're just in time. I've just sent my article off. Now I'm all yours." "All mine?" Arthur said, letting his eyes drag up Merlin's body. "I can think of worse things." He was rewarded with a smile, and then was promptly hustled off to change into more comfortable clothes. When he re-emerged, Merlin was cuddled up on the couch with a book, and Arthur hovered for a moment before Merlin rolled his eyes and said, "Just come here, you tit," and opened his arms.
"Idiot,"
Arthur shot back, and Merlin laughed at him as he slid into place. There's silence, not quite comfortable, but not really tense either, and then Merlin tilted his head and Arthur obliged him with a kiss, slow and easy. Merlin's hands are in his hair when they eventually separate, but they trail down to rub his shoulders when he speaks. "Do you want to talk about it?"
"Not yet," Arthur shook his head. "It's not... Can we just watch a movie or something first?"
Merlin smiled again and gave him a quick peck. "Of course. My choice, though." Arthur made a point of rolling his eyes and groaning, even though they both knew he didn't really care. Merlin just smiled at him sweetly while he popped the DVD into the player and then flopped into the space beside Arthur, feet resting in his lap. Arthur let his hands rest against the skin of Merlin's ankles while they watched the movie. Some mindless romantic comedy that Merlin had obviously seen far too many times. He kept leaning forward in anticipation of a joke, sometimes bursting into laughter before the punchline had quite finished. It might have been annoying if it hadn't been Merlin, so Arthur just rolled his eyes and poked Merlin until he settled again. By the end of the movie, they're sitting back to front with Merlin firmly bundled into Arthur's arms.
"He's going to go after her, isn't he?" Arthur predicted, eyeing the main character as he stared moodily at a photograph. "Except she's going to be with the other guy."
"Not telling."
"Yes, I can tell. And then he'll make some passively amusing reference to an old joke and they'll kiss and live happily ever after."
"Not telling," Merlin repeated with a small laugh, nudging his foot against Arthur's ankle. "Just watch for yourself."
"Merlin," Arthur winced, but shut up with a smirk when Merlin just slapped his arm and shushed him. That lasted 5 minutes before the main character adopted a determined look and tore out of his apartment to chase the love of his life, and Arthur said, "Knew it."
Merlin rolled his eyes. "Yes, well done. You predicted the ending of every romantic comedy ever."
"It's a gift."
"God, shut up," Merlin laughed, "or you'll miss the heartfelt reunion."
I'm a sucker for last-minute wooing.